Just about 3 years ago, the Sonoma County Economic Development Board launched a micro-lending program to help small new businesses get going. And in that time, says Al Lerma, the program manager for the EDB, it has made an impact.
We've made upwards of 50 loans here in Sonoma County. The total lending amounts that have been put out to the local economy have been a little over $1.1 million.
With that track record, the micro-lending program has grown and attracted some new partners.
We've actually had 8 local lending institutions, both banks and credit unions, come together to support the loan fund, and they've contributed just over $250,000 in what we're calling the Sonoma County Impact Loan Fund.
It is also drawing a stream of new applicants.
We have a steady pipeline of inquiries coming in regularly, several a week, from floral shops to restaurants to retail shops, typical small businesses here in our local economy, but those are the ones that really create the jobs, and so we're happy to work with those kind of companies.
One recent successful applicant was Mercedes Hernandez, owner of Bow and Arrow Clothing, a bohemian modern women's boutique in downtown Cotati. The 22-year-old former online retailer had been turned down by conventional lenders, but found a welcome openness at the Impact Loan Fund.
They didn't deny me right away. They were completely open with the idea, and they're like, okay, here are the steps you need to take. So I followed everything I needed to do, presented my presentation to them, and shared my vision for Bow and Arrow Clothing and where I wanted to be and what I was going to use the money for. And they believed in me, and they saw my passion, and they gave me the loan, so I was able to purchase all the inventory I needed for the store, my equipment for the store, and I was able to open up in July of 2016.
Hernandez is already thinking ahead to a possible additional location in the not-too-distant future. A second outlet is already happening for Gia Biocchi, an earlier microloan recipient, who launched her juice and smoothie bar, The Nectary, in Sebastopol's Barlow complex 3 years ago. But it was the subsequent EDB microloan which enabled her to set up a production kitchen nearby. That set the stage for her soon-to-open second location in Healdsburg. She says that loan was
absolutely vital because it allowed me to increase my offerings at our current location. And once I had the production kitchen, it's a space that we can scale up and just increase that production. So it allows me to service this new location from that kitchen.
Applicants for the small business loans basically need to meet 2 key qualifications, says Al Lerma.
We look at primarily industry experience in that particular sector. We look for a business plan that can be reviewed by the underwriter.
The loans are mostly $5,000 to $50,000 to be repaid in 3 to 5 years at an interest rate of 8 to 10%. While that's higher than a bank loan might be, Lerman notes it's about half the rate of financing a startup using credit cards. Plus, the microloan comes with an extra.
And that rate is what we call wraparound technical assistance services. So you have advisors that are working with you regularly to check in with you to make sure you're working towards your business plan, to make sure you're meeting your numbers, you're managing your business appropriately. And that's something that a traditional bank would not do. And I think that for a startup business, that's invaluable.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.